Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countouts.
Take it from here. You're supposed to be doing this.
I had a great idea. You know how in the intro graphic you have count out going across the logo?
Yes.
We should do the same thing up here. Like get a cutout that says count out.
Oh, to slap it on there?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. That'd be cool. I'm down for that. I think this sign only costs like $20. We can just get another one made.
No, I like the idea of having some sort of thing back.
Slap it on
there. Yeah, just slap it on there. Take
okay.
It right back off.
All right.
Anyways, you're watching Going In Raw Countout, the only top 10 show here. YouTube.com/Steven Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And also the show is available anywhere fine podcasts are found, including CastBox. Got a great partnership with CastBox. It's a great app.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes.
Also available on the Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what Patreon is, you know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You contribute a certain amount, you get rewards in exchange for your contribution.
Yes.
Give me a tier.
$15.
No, it doesn't exist.
$20.
Yeah. What do you get for that? Friendo Care Package. Do you have that graphic available?
Mm-mm.
No? All right. Watch some other shows. You can see that graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Comic book, poster, some stickers, postcard. Yeah, it's all right there. Also, Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. We have t-shirts there.
Yeah. My van shirt.
No.
You can buy my used van shirt.
I have an Okada shirt that is available in Pro Wrestling Tees. However, not at our shop.
Not at our shop.
What exactly. Are we talking about today, Steve?
Well, Larson yesterday saw the greatest Royal Rumble in the history, man. And boy, did it live up to its name. I can't believe how great of an event it was.
And what a shocking conclusion when one. We're filming this on Wednesday.
When that person won the Rumble, wow.
The largest Royal Rumble hasn't happened yet, but it got us to thinking.
I'm assuming it's going to be amazing. That's why I said all that stuff. It might be a crap fest. I don't know.
Could be.
Anyways, that got us thinking, of course. Who have been the best Royal Rumble
Not just the best,
winners?
The greatest
Rumble
winners.
Of course, going up in conjunction with this video is another video for the worst.
The not greatest.
And who knows? Whoever won yesterday could have made this list or the other list. We haven't seen it yet. We don't know. We don't know what's going on.
But also, the part of the aspect of this list, like any list we do, there's three criteria. Being good, legacy, kayfabe.
Yeah.
We'll learn two of those three at greatest Royal Rumble at the conclusion of it, but one we won't, and that's legacy.
Legacy.
We don't know what's going to happen after the largest Royal Rumble win, apart from them getting a pretty cool-looking trophy.
If I'll put it this way, the only way somebody could have made this list yesterday is if they entered at one or two and lasted all 40 men and won. 50 men and won. If somebody did that, my bad. We did not put him on this list.
Yeah.
I think that would deserve.
Yeah, we might do a quick pickup if that happens.
If a Saudi prince comes in at number one and lasts all 50 men and never takes a bump, just stands there and people fall off him because he's like the one with the $20 million check, he probably should have made this list. Zach, can we put Saudi number 10, Saudi prince? No, here we go. Let's kick it off with number 10.
10.
Shinsuke Nakamura. That's right. Of course,
that
right
just
now.
Happened this year.
That just happened this year. He's in a fantastic feud with AJ Styles. He's transitioned into a heel role. He went on to win at WrestleMania. Here's the main.
No, he didn't win at WrestleMania.
He went in to fight AJ Styles at Mania.
Yeah, man.
Here's the main reason Shinsuke Nakamura is here on the list, because we have had year after year lately of just bull crap. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Prior to Nakamura, like the last five winners of the Rumble are on the other list we're doing.
I think they are. Let's see here.
It has not been a good run of late. Nakamura is, while you look over that, I'll give you some stats. Nakamura had a pretty solid performance at this year's Rumble. He lasted 44 minutes and 38 seconds. I think the second longest in the entire match behind Finn Balor.
Right.
He eliminated Sami Zayn, but perhaps most impressively, the final two people he eliminated were John Cena for more than a decade, top star in the entire company.
And it was a wonderfully booked finish.
Yes. And then finally, to win the whole thing, Roman Reigns, who a lot of people assumed would be winning the match, set up his match against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, including myself. Part of the reason he's on here is based on the star power he eliminated to win the whole thing.
So, dude, no, absolutely. So, and even like our number 11 basically would have made from 2011 until
this year.
Until this year or until 2017, they were all on that little worst winners list.
Yeah.
So that's another reason, because we had all thought, okay, Roman's going to win this thing. That's how it's going to go down. And then they gave us, because it wasn't just Shinsuke winning. It was, well, us internet nerds, us New Japan nerds, we want to see AJ versus Nakamura part two. Of course, they fought at Wrestle Kingdom a couple of years ago. We want to see that at Mania for the WWE title.
Yeah.
And the fact that they gave that to us was pretty special. We marked out. Everybody, the consensus was, wow, what a great pick that was. Shinsuke Nakamura, number 10 on our list.
Yes.
Number nine.
Nine.
Batista in 2005.
Of course, this Rumble is remembered by everybody as the Rumble where Vince tore both his quads when he entered to the ring.
Yes.
And it looks like as if he got in the ring, tried to stand up, and his legs lost all structural integrity. It looks like they were made of some sort of gelatinous material, and he just fell right in his butt.
Well, rewind a moment. The ring, the last two men in the ring in the Royal Rumble that year, 2005, was Batista and John Cena, probably the two most over dudes in the company. And they eliminated each other. Two sets of refs, one set from SmackDown, one set from Raw, go over, and they each start claiming their guy won the Rumble.
Yeah.
They would raise Batista's hand, the crowd would go crazy because people love Batista. And then they'd raise Cena's hand, and they went crazy because they loved Cena back then. And so they both got in the ring, and they're like, well, what are we going to do? Out comes Vince McMahon with his big strut. And then he like runs into the ring. You can see him hit his knees on the apron on the way in, and it was either that or sliding around to get positioned to stand up.
Or standing up, whatever.
Or standing up.
When he stood up, he just fell right back down.
He just fell back down. So he was sitting there.
Trying to fight off the obvious discomfort. Dictating what was to
the
happen
searing,
next.
Burning pain in his thighs.
His quads tearing or having torn.
Exactly. And he starts dictating what's going on. And eventually
They restart the end of the match.
And Batista fairly quickly eliminates John Cena after both of them had their finishes reversed. Batista tosses Cena out. Crowd goes crazy. And of course, that led to the fantastic, there you go, the dissolve of Evolution.
Yep.
Triple H trying to manipulate Batista into heading over to
SmackDown.
Yeah,
challenge
SmackDown.
For the WWE title. Instead, he decided to stay on Raw, challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Which Triple H was carrying.
Took on Triple H at Mania 21.
That's
right. Won that match, held the belt for 282 days.
Mm-hmm, yep, and Batista was wildly popular.
Oh, yeah.
Then. So, yeah. Batista 2005. Number eight.
Eight.
Triple H, 2002.
So he apparently this is his first return to action from being out from injury for a while. Mm-hmm, he was out for like 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, he was out for a long, yeah.
Yeah. He entered this Rumble, 2002, at number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted more than 23 minutes. And finally eliminated Kurt Angle to pick up the win. He would go on to main event WrestleMania 18 against Chris Jericho, where he won the Undisputed Championship. And while I don't think this is generally acknowledged as the official kickoff of the Reign of Terror, I think that's more or less officially when he was given by Bischoff the World Heavyweight Championship after they
Brand
decided they would have two belts, one for each show. This might have been the precursor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the next 3 years, you know, it was a rarity when he wasn't holding that World Heavyweight title.
Lol, Triple H wins.
And in fact, Golden Shuffle.
It did feel kind of like when Triple H lost to Batista in 2005, that might have been his idea of a torch passing, Batista, mm-hmm. Evolution. He was bringing him up. I remember when Triple H did return from injury, he was supremely over.
Yep.
Like, I mean, people, it was one of the first times sort of in the modern era where you can look and say, you know what? I hate you as a heel, but goddamn, we understand that you do fantastic work. Welcome back. And the fact that he had finished that match that he got injured in.
Yeah.
And so this was, you know, it made sense for him to come back in this manner.
Yeah.
And then take on.
We have to give a shout out to two other competitors who won the Rumble after being out with injury.
Mm-hmm.
First, John Cena, 2008. He mm-hmm. came back from a torn pectoral, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, he came back like half the time they said he would.
Yeah.
And came in at number 30, I believe, and won the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, Edge returned from injury.
Did kind of the same thing. Came back earlier than expected, I think.
Yeah. I think he entered at 29 and won the Rumble.
Well done, everybody.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Number seven.
Seven.
Hulk Hogan, brother, in 1991.
First person to win back-to-back Rumbles.
That's right, yeah. First person to win back-to-back Rumbles. And, of course, it did lead to him. So he was the world, I think, was he the world champion at this point? No, he wasn't.
No, I think Slaughter beat Savage for the title at that show.
Did this lead? Okay. Slaughter,
So Slaughter went into WrestleMania 7 as world champ, and his heel, Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay.
Hogan challenged him, won.
Okay,
this is the year that that WrestleMania was in L.A. It's supposed to take place at L.A. Coliseum. Ticket sales were so bad, they moved it to the Sports Arena.
But this was before, was this before the Rumble win meant title shot?
Well, I mean, he got a title shot after winning the Rumble.
But he was Hulk Hogan,
and
though.
And the following year, it was when... We'll get to this a little bit more, when Flair won it for the title.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what year it was when the winner got a title shot.
I think it was like, I want to say it was like 93. But anyways, yeah, Hulk Hogan, you know, Hulk Hogan's probably crap. They were booking him like crazy. But he was the first person to win back-to-back Rumbles. Mm-hmm. It was Hulk Hogan. So.
He entered at number 24 and eliminated seven people.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Someone else would do the same exact thing later on.
This what?
Interesting parallels.
What? Anyways, moving on. Number six.
Six.
China. Hold on a second, you say. China never won the Royal Rumble.
No, but she did
win. Au contraire, mon
frère. The corporate Rumble took place January 11th, 1999, episode of Raw. There was like some beef between the corporation and DX, so they had a Rumble.
Yeah.
10 people competed.
It was wildly like entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the finish, which saw Vince McMahon standing tall after... Thinking he had won the match and eliminated DX, and nobody thought, there's still China.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. She's a woman. She's freaking stronger and better than all the dudes in there. And then sure enough, DX's music hits. Crowd goes insane. At that moment, you could see, and I don't know if this... Nobody's ever said, yeah, this is true. China, before she died... claimed that she was in line or at some point considered for a world title shot. She actually was a number one contender at some point. I don't know if it had anything to do with this, but she was a number one contender at some point. They never put the world title on her. But when you saw this happen,
made perfect sense.
You could totally see it.
Perfect
you could
sense.
Totally see it. That's why China should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
So I would behoove everybody out there to check out the Corporate Rumble edition of WWF Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of fun. And
it
you can see
fantastic.
This crowd pop for something that really did seem truly original. She comes to the ringside. Briscoe and Patterson try to stop her. She just throws them aside, gets in there, dumps McMahon over the ring, and he nearly decapitates himself. That's when like his neck hit the rope and like that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ouch. Anyways. Yeah, no, China. Spectacular.
Great
Absolutely
stuff.
Spectacular. Number five.
Five.
Steve Austin in 1998. You dumb son of a bitch. Look at me. I got my finger up. I'm heading to WrestleMania. What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, Hogan came in.
At number 24. Okay. Eliminated seven people. Austin did the same thing 7 years later.
Yes.
Last eliminating The Rock. And of course, he went on the challenge. Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels for the WWF title at WrestleMania 14. Won that match, claimed the title, launched the Austin era in WWF, the most profitable time for the entire company. Ratings shot through the roof during the Monday Night Wars. This was the start of an incredible long feud between Stone Cold and Mr. McMahon that eventually would more or less end at WrestleMania 17 when Stone Cold turned heel.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything you just said is true.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of the beginning of the Austin title era.
Yeah.
So awesome stuff. Stone Cold Steve Austin is also on another list that's going up today.
Yeah. Although his performance in that particular Rumble was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Just the circumstances around the end of the match.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Tranquilo.
Wait for that show.
Moving
check
on.
Out that show. But don't finish this show first, then go to that show.
Or watch them in conjunction with like
same time.
Same
like
time.
Two different tabs or two different browsers. Hit play at the same time. It'll be a cacophony and visual cornucopia. For everybody.
Overload.
If you were to do that.
Senses overload.
Dark Side of the Moon at the same time, too.
Oh, backwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Number four.
Four.
Ric Flair. This was the year 1992?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the year after Hogan.
The WWF title was up for grabs in this match. First time that ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair entered number three, lasted over an hour to win the match. Last eliminating Sid with some help from Hogan
because mm-hmm.
they were set up a Hogan-Sid thing going into WrestleMania 8. Yeah. They really wanted Sid to be a main eventer.
I mean, I could see why.
He's tall.
And on top of that, backstage, he's probably really like, you know, he's probably got a lot of personality, you know? It's like, hey, Sid, how you doing? Good. I was playing some softball the other day. And, oh, tell me about softball. You know, main eventer.
Yeah,
you're
I
in.
Guess so.
You're in, you know? Good conversation about softball. I'm going to put the world title on you. I'm going to have you break Bruno's record. I'm going to have you kick out of a leg drop.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, yes, as I said, the first man to win the WWF title, he'd hold on to that belt until WrestleMania when Macho Man would beat him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And what probably should have been the main event of the show, but wasn't. I think
yeah.
it went on third or fourth to last, if I remember correctly. He got the belt back one more time before dropping it to Bret Hart before he was heading back to WCW.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've seen this Rumble. It's one of the most wildly entertaining Rumbles there's ever been. It's fantastic.
If I've seen it, it's been a little while. I'll have to go back and watch
it's
it
It's a
again.
Lot of fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, it's got Ric Flair in it. Why don't they just go with Hogan Flair?
I know.
For Mania
it's so
that
weird
year.
They didn't do that.
I'm trying to see. I think 93 featured the WWF debut of Lex Luger. I think it was the first year they officially said you get a championship opportunity.
All right.
I think.
That's interesting. Then the match was around for nearly, I think about 5 years before that stipulation was added.
I think I remember reading that, but hey, Steve could be wrong. I don't know. I'm
all right.
Figure it out now. Number three.
Three.
Chris Benoit. Yeah, I don't like really saying his name either, but we kind of have to because...
Yeah, you have to recognize that his performance in the 2004 Royal Rumble was really impressive. Entered first.
Yeah.
Won the whole thing, lasting
yes.
over an hour.
Yeah.
Eight eliminations in total. Sorry, six eliminations in total.
Mm-hmm.
And then he eventually went on to defeat Triple H and HBK in
the
main
click.
Event.
He went on to defeat the Reign of Terror and his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about putting the guy over.
Yeah.
Man,
main
wow.
event WrestleMania 20. Fantastic match.
Oh, fantastic match. And the reason why Larson's talking with kind of a down, sort of a somber tone right now is because it's hard to get excited over Chris Benoit.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, but you have to appreciate, you know, he was booked so strong back then. And the guy at that point really deserved it because he did seem like one of the hardest workers.
Mm-hmm.
And he really seemed to earn it. He really seemed to take that stuff very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was one thing that I took away from the Talk is Jericho with Nancy Benoit's sister
mm-hmm.
was that, you know, he really carried the weight of the world in terms of his career pretty heavy on his shoulders. And she said, you know, that in part led to, you know, the tragic circumstances
happened, yeah.
behind his. Yeah. So, yeah, Chris Benoit, number three and number two.
Two.
Shawn Michaels in 1995.
I remember watching this live.
Didn't go great.
He entered first. British Bulldog second, but it's basically two people entering at number one.
Mm-hmm.
He eliminated the most people that year. Eight. Lasted 38 minutes, 41 seconds. Became the first person to win the Royal Rumble from the number one position.
Mm-hmm.
Last eliminating the Bulldog. They were the first two to start. Last two to end the match.
Yeah.
Some cool storytelling. This is another really fun Rumble.
Yeah.
But he was not successful in his title shot. He went on to lose to Diesel in the main event. Actually, no, it wasn't the main event. Main event was LT versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
That's right.
Oh, sorry. This is WrestleMania 11, not 10. Sorry. WrestleMania 11, not 10. WrestleMania 10, the main event of that was Yokozuna and Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got this wrong here. WrestleMania 11, lost to Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It was until the next year. He won the Rumble again the next year, 96, earned a title shot, took on Bret Hart, finally won the belt. Childhood dream came true. Mm-hmm. He was WWF champion.
All-time great. So, yeah, according to Wikipedia, 93 is when the stipulation actually says gets a shot.
Gotcha.
But Hogan did do it 2 years before that. It was just because he was Hogan, though, not because they were fighting for that in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. No, Shawn Michaels' all-time performance. I mean, it's him, Ric Flair, and Okada. But Okada's up here because he's God tier.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are mortal tier, but they're still top of the mortals.
Yeah.
In-ring performers, all-around pro wrestlers. Legacy, kayfabe, being good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's criteria for everything we do.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, it's being good, legacy, kayfabe, in that order.
In that order.
So the most important criteria being good. Is being good.
Right, exactly.
That's the most important thing. You have to be good.
Anyways, Larson, the best Royal Rumble winner
uh-huh.
of all time.
All time.
Number one.
One.
Rey Mysterio, 619.
So he entered number two spot, lasted 62 minutes, longest of anybody ever to date to win the Royal Rumble. He eliminated six people. The final two he eliminated was Triple H
mm-hmm.
and Randall Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to defeat Kurt Angle and Randall Orton to mm-hmm. win the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 2. Still the record. Incredible performance.
He was in the final four this year, too.
Yeah.
And he's going to be, well...
No, it's been confirmed he's going to be a greatest Royal Rumble, or he was a greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I said he was going to be... All right, and I stopped myself because I was going to say he was at...
Yeah.
In the past tense, yesterday's greatest Royal Rumble.
He might have won it.
Might have won it.
We don't know.
You might. I mean, this might just bolster...
We might have to say Mysterio... 2006 / 2018.
Well, see, that's a great thing because all I have is here is Rey Mysterio. There's no year.
Yeah.
So he could be the greatest Rumble winner of all time because he came in at number 50, lasted all the way through number one.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
And then, or no, number one lasted through 50.
Yeah.
One. And he won this one. So either way, we're covered with uh-huh. Rey Mysterio.
Correct.
Anyways. Those are the Rumble winners that we felt were best. Let us know in the comments, of course, what Rumble winners you think are best. And remember, we also have another list up right now.
Right now.
The top 10 worst Rumble winners ever. And it's basically the last, it's from 2011. It's like the last, it's like seven of the last 8 years is that list. Yeah.
Yeah,
so anyways, but you'll find out what order it's in and who else is on that list. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.